radio, digital radio, the app, and streaming. RSN's Racing Pulse.
Great to have your company on Racing Pulse. Still to come in the next hour, Jared Austin will give us the latest on Elvis. Looks like Elvis, who will be running at Flemington on Saturday in the Winter Championship Final. Ben Brisbane will catch up with him. Mickey Bell, he's got a good chance today. We'll catch up with Jacob Bedell, a young man who trained his first Greyhound winner and works for Lloyd Kenny. Well, speaking of finals day on Saturday, as Jackson France joins me for all the news, it is the pinnacle of the winter racing season as far as Flemington's concerned, where we've got a great day on Saturday. It's a culmination of all of these finals, which has had a lot of the lead-up races throughout the Spring Carnival on Saturday. We'll hopefully have some of these final fields before 10 o'clock that we can read out to the listeners. But there'll be big fields, and it'll be a good day's racing on Saturday, Jacko.
Yeah, well, based on what we've heard from the trainers over the last week that said that they will be either backing their horses up or heading in that direction, it's going to be great, as you mentioned. Look like Elvis for the Jared Austin camp, plus Cardinal Gem. But I did have a chat to Liam O'Keefe earlier this morning to get the latest on the track conditions. He said that at 9 a.m. yesterday, when he did check the track, it was a soft six. He did say that it's clear weather forecasted for the next few days, so he expects it to be, you know, a really good track that's going to play fairly with the rail in the true position.
Yeah, well, it's going to be pretty cold, but at the moment we've got blue skies, so if we don't get much rain, 6-5 be perfect conditions on Saturday.
And as we know, Flemington's such a good draining track, so the only issue would be if we had some really heavy downfall while the races were on. So it's the best racing surface in Australia for a reason.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We were talking to a couple of the Queensland trainers after their very impressive and successful, I think you'd have to say, Winter Carnival. We head to the Caloundra Cup meeting. But there's another trainer up north who's been making headlines, and Chris Muntz, he's had a fair bit of controversy throughout his career, both as a champion jockey and now as a trainer. What's the latest with what's going on with Chris Muntz?
Yeah, so Chris Muntz is in hot water again. This time he's been charged by stewards for administering an alkalising agent to one of his horses. It was revealed in some CCT footage, which is central to 10 matters that are currently being probed in an ongoing investigation in regards to Chris, as well as his son Corey, who's been charged by stewards for being an accessory to the administration of that alkalising agent.
All right, well, this is an ongoing inquiry, obviously. But do we know that the CCTV vision, or the CCTV evidence, has that been put up in the stables by stewards, or where has that been acquired from?
Yeah, I'm not too sure how that goes about that, Michael, whether that's mandatory that it has to be there so they can monitor the activities of what's happening. But apparently what has been reported is that it was an alkalising agent given to Skate to Paris prior to her winning the listed Brisbane Stakes at Doomben last September. So whether it was pre-race or in the mornings that they set these cameras up to ensure that trainers aren't doing anything illegal in the build-up to a race.
Well, we saw just a couple of days ago, a $34,000 fine for Robert Heathcote with a unintentional, Robert Heathcote says, and he's going to be appealing that overdose, or not an overdose, a positive swab. But it'll be interesting to see what transpires here. So we'll continue to follow that as that makes headlines up north. What else is making news this morning, Jacko?
Yeah, so it was an interesting story I saw this morning that Darby McCarthy, who's regarded as one of the nation's greatest Indigenous jockeys, is about to be immortalised in film. Obviously, he was a champion jockey throughout the 1950s and 60s, riding three Stradbroke winners, a Brisbane Cup and a Doomben Cup. And the documentary's going to be titled In a Lifetime, and it's in production at the moment. It's due to be released next year, Michael. And an interesting point to this story is that 22-year-old Indigenous jockey Ronald Simpson, who's a rising apprentice working for master trainer Les Bridge, has been selected to play Darby McCarthy in the documentary. So I'll be looking forward to that hitting the big screens next year.
Now, you're only a young man in racing, but have you gone back and had a look at what Darby McCarthy's been able to do, his history?
Well, this morning, once I saw that, I didn't realise what he was able to achieve. He rode in Paris, Royal Ascot as well. So what he was able to achieve was amazing. He rode an AJC Derby winner and another Group 1 on the same day. So I had no idea how legendary he was, and obviously really groundbreaking back then. Obviously there was a lot of issues in terms of the racial injustice, and he obviously broke down those barriers for all people of persons of colour.
Well, if there's anyone that deserves to have a documentary made about him, it's Darby McCarthy, because the history of growing up and thinking Cunnamulla, I think he might have been one of 12 children, and in that era, they were well and truly considered second-class citizens. And then he ended up riding for some of the richest owners all around the world, an absolute superstar. And he's very close with Cathy Freeman. And when she was younger, he was a big mentor in the family as well. So so many storylines to come. So I'll be looking forward to that documentary.
He must have been
well.
An extremely gifted rider, Michael. As you mentioned, at the time, there was obviously so much racial injustice for trainers and owners alike to take the... You know, the decision to put an Indigenous jockey on over a white person at the time would have been massive. So it's a testament to what he was able to be as a person and as a rider.
No doubt about that. Jacko, thanks for giving us a few little news snippets. Don't forget, jump on the RSN website, rsn.net.au, to keep up to date with all of your racing news and all free codes. We'll take a quick break. It's 9:10. On the other side of this, we'll catch up with Jared Austin. We'll find out how Elvis is going ahead of heading to Flemington for the Winter Championship Finals.